Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. A longtime institution in the local literary community is turning 100 years old. The Sacramento branch of the California Writers Club dates all the way back to 1925, born out of a gathering of 20 aspiring local writers. And this weekend, the group is marking their anniversary in style with a centennial gala. It's taking place on Saturday at North Ridge Country Club in Fair Oaks. The event aims to celebrate writers and artists from throughout history with music, drinks, special guests, and more. Joining us now to talk about the event and the organization are Sandra Navarro, president of the Sacramento branch of the California Writers Club, and the gala's keynote speaker, Pulitzer Prize-winning editorial cartoonist Jack Oman. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for joining us. Sandra, I'll start with you. For those who are not familiar with the California Writers Club, tell us about the organization and its mission.
Well, the organization is a statewide organization with 21 branches that supports writers in all genres. There are about 2,000 members of the statewide organization, and our motto is Writers Helping Writers.
That sounds like a pretty good cause. That sounds great. Sandra, how did you get involved?
Well, I was one of those writers that needed to be helped by other writers, I guess, and quite some time ago joined the organization and found exactly what I was looking for in terms of information, education, but more so camaraderie with other writers.
That is so important in any industry to have shared minds coming together. So how did this Sacramento branch get started, Sandra? Why was it founded all the way back in 1925?
Well, as you mentioned, we're marking our 100th anniversary. The statewide organization, which was simply called the California Writers Club, was founded in 1909 in the Bay Area. Its center was in Oakland, and people from Sacramento would journey to Oakland, if you can imagine, 100 years ago by, you know, car, horse, burro, who knows. And after a while, the people here got tired of making that trip to go to the club meetings and events. So in 1925, started the first branch, the Sacramento branch.
That makes a lot of sense, a lot easier for the locals here. Very good. Jack, let's turn to you. What's your connection to the California Writers Club?
Well, it's logical to have a cartoonist as the keynote speaker for a writer's club. I was very flattered to be asked. Honestly, they invited me last year. And, you know, as a lot of your listeners know, I've kind of branched out into being a columnist over the last couple of years, where I'm doing that at the San Francisco Chronicle in the opinion section. And so I think they were looking for a different take, and I've got a kind of a multi-platform take for them. And as soon as I write that speech, I'm sure it'll be fine. So I'm very excited about it. I was extremely flattered to be asked.
It is an exciting thing. I imagine it's got to be just a wonderful feather in your cap to be the keynote speaker for this gala coming up.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very active in our national editorial cartoonist group. I've been president twice, and I can tell you that the one thing artists and writers need to do is hang around each other, because, like, we're the biggest codependent group in the United States. And so we can all network our neuroses and talk about our styles and talk about other people's styles. And I think it's just a wonderful thing that they're doing.
Yeah, I got to imagine it's also motivation and inspiration to continue your craft, to continue your work, and maybe learn new things as well.
Oh, well, I'm 65 years old, and I'm very open to learning new things, so I think it'll be fantastic.
That's wonderful. Sandra, who are some of the notable writers throughout history that have been associated with the club, and also here in Sacramento?
Well, the California Writers Club is known for its early founders, such as Jack London, who wrote White Fang, who wrote The Call of the Wild, all these stories of the Yukon. And his sidekick was the poet of the Sierra, whose pen name was Joaquin Miller. And it's rumored that John Muir was an early member of the club and writer. He wrote a number of things about the Sierra. So we take our roots from those wonderful people.
That is quite a duo, quite a connection to history there. With the celebration this weekend, tell us who's invited. What can people look forward to? Do you have to be a writer to be there?
Of course you don't have to be a writer to be there. We welcome anybody who'd love to come on Saturday. You know, writers come in a lot of stripes. There are writers of books, of novels, of articles, of blogs, of political cartoons, and about political cartoons, poets, and so on. All these people will be there, as well as who knows? We'll just see who shows up. We're excited.
I hope Jack London shows up.
Jack London. We tried very hard to get Jack London's chair.
Oh.
Which does exist. It's at the State Museum in the Napa area, but we don't have the chair. However, you know, we have Jack Oman instead of Jack London, and we're happy about that.
I'm Jack Minnesota compared to Jack London.
Speaking of Jack Oman, Jack, your speech this weekend, it's titled At Wit's End. Can you give us a tiny bit of a preview? Tell us the reason for that title?
You know, I've given so many speeches over the years, I think it's probably a fairly genetic title. Or genetic. It could be genetic. It's also generic. That's a little writer twist we call transposition. But I think what I want to talk about is my journey as a writer, because writers like nothing better than to talk about their journey as a writer. And I've actually written, I'm going to call it 10 books, something like that, about half of them on fly fishing, which also has a great literary tradition. And I will try to, in the words of Franklin Roosevelt, be sincere, be brief, and be seated.
Well, I know folks are looking forward to your speech. I also know that one of the star guests at the upcoming Centennial Gala, aside from Jack, is Kiyo Sato. Sandra, can you tell us a little bit about her?
Kiyo has been a long-term member of the Sacramento Writers Club, California Writers Club Sacramento branch. She is the winner of William Saroyan Prize. She's been recognized, or her work has been recognized by the Smithsonian Institution. You have to read Kiyo's book, which is titled Kiyo's Story, to get her full story. But she will be there. And if people want to bring her book that she has written, she has agreed to autograph them.
We have a little bit of a little bit from Kiyo reading an excerpt of her memoir, Dandelion Through the Crack, which was renamed Kiyo's Story in 2008 with then Insight host Jeffrey Callison.
It says at the top of the page, May 17th, 1942, Sacramento, California. So this, of course, is happening during World War II.
Yes. Yes.
And let's see how the book starts.
With a start, I notice a police car following me. As I glance in my rearview mirror, peering through the pile of old suitcases in the back seat, I quickly figure I must be at least 3 miles outside of my legal 5-mile radius. My hands begin to sweat. Will the cops take me to jail? What will they do with the suitcases? My brothers and sisters need them to pack up for the trip. If I don't get home by curfew time, what will Mama and Tochan, which means Daddy in Japanese, do? At 18, I am the oldest and the only one who drives besides Tochan. My brother Seiji is close to my age, but he volunteered for the U.S. Army after the Pearl Harbor attack and is stationed at Fort Leonard Wood. What if the police think I'm a spy? Mr. Saiki, our neighbor, flashes through my mind. He is in prison somewhere, and his family doesn't know where he was taken. People say there is a special prison in Missoula, Montana, for spies. His son Mickey quit school to take over the farm. FBI agents showed up at a farm, and not finding Mr. Mizukami at home, agents went to Elk Grove High School and demanded that his son tell them the whereabouts of his father. They found Mr. Mizukami pruning pear trees in Cortland and took him in. The next morning, much to the embarrassment of his family, their father's picture appeared in the Sacramento Bee, branded as a spy. If the FBI thinks a good man like Mr. Saiki is a spy, there is no telling what they will do to me. If I were to be picked up now, what would my family do? Would my parents be notified? I must write down somewhere that my name is Kiyo Sato and that my parents are Shinji and Tomomi Sato on Route 2, Box 2917 in Sacramento, California. What will they do with my Studebaker? Dear God, please, please, not now.
That was Kiyo Sato sharing an excerpt of her memoir with Insight back in 2008. We've got about a minute or so left, and just briefly, both Sandra and Jack, what does it mean to have a longtime figure like Kiyo joining the event, the upcoming event?
Well, Kiyo is a superstar, and she's well known not only locally, but throughout the nation. We are delighted that she is coming. I look forward to seeing her again. And she will be welcoming to everybody there, I'm certain.
And Jack, same question for you as we wrap up.
Well, just have somebody of her stature show up, my golly, that's the best. And I mean, I do want to add, there's several other honorees there, including Ginger Rutland, my very good friend from the formerly of the Sacramento Bee, who's also a fantastic playwright. And Rich Eisen will be there from Capital Weekly and all sorts of really talented folks. And I think it's a great way to get, the Sacramento talent structure, for lack of a better phrase, into the same room. So I hope we get a lot of folks there. I also didn't realize that it was a gala, so I guess it sounds like I'm going to have to wear a tie of some kind as well, which I am completely against as a new Californian.
The things you have to do to be part of the club. Well, it's a wonderful milestone. It sounds like a great event. Sandra, Jack, thank you both for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sandra Navarro is the president of the Sacramento branch of the California Writers Club. And editorial cartoonist and columnist Jack Oman is the keynote speaker for the Centennial Gala, celebrating 100 years of the Sacramento branch. The event is taking place this Saturday at North Ridge Country Club in Fair Oaks. We have more information on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky, Jen Picard, and Greg Michik. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore, and I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.